This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A sad day for family and friends of hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew. Funeral services were held in Media, Delaware County, nearly 2 weeks after they were killed, struck by a suspected drunk driver while riding their bikes in South Jersey. KYW's Matt Coughlin was at the church for the service.
The ceremony started with a procession of police cars and motorcycles, escorting the two hearses carrying brothers Matthew and Johnny Gaudreau. It was a somber day, punctuated by heartrending words from Matthew's widow, Madeline.
I feel numb, angry, sad, blessed, all at once. But mostly I just miss Matt.
Johnny's wife, Meredith, announcing she is pregnant with their third child.
I'm in my 9th week of pregnancy with our third baby. A total surprise, but again, John was beaming and so excited.
Madeline is expecting the couple's first child. The brothers were struck and killed while riding their bikes on a Salem County, New Jersey road August 29th. That suspected drunk driver, 43-year-old Sean Higgins, is now charged in their deaths.
A GoFundMe to support Madeline and the child set a goal of $30,000. It has now brought in more than $647,000. A judge in Bucks County throws out murder and kidnapping charges against a Philadelphia man who was accused of taking part in a deadly 2013 home invasion. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwer tells us prosecutors are considering whether they'll refile charges.
Magisterial District Judge Regina Armitage ruled there was insufficient evidence to support the charges against 51-year-old Thomas Delgado. Bucks County Prosecutor Christopher Reese says they're considering their next steps and whether they'll refile charges.
The presence of a mask matching the mask described by the victim in the vehicle stolen from the crime scene with the DNA on that mask to us proved it was this man who committed those crimes.
48-year-old Joseph Cannizzaro was killed, his son and girlfriend tied up, and his girlfriend raped when two men broke into their Hilltown Township home on January 18, 2013. Cannizzaro's truck was also stolen from the home. It was found a few hours later and has been held in a police garage since. Delgado was suspected after the murder. His phone records showed numerous calls between him and the victim in the months before the murder. He was charged after investigators found a mask in that stolen truck in 2019 and a DNA test matched Delgado, but tests on a rape kit excluded Delgado.
His lawyers argued Delgado worked for Cannizzaro and some phone calls and a mask in a truck are not enough to tie him to the crime. Pennsylvania State Police are looking for the driver of a white SUV they say struck someone on I-95 near the Philadelphia airport. Authorities say it happened around 10:30 Saturday night on the northbound side near exit 12. That's the exit for the airport. Police say a pedestrian was struck. The driver took off. The victim suffered severe injuries, but police did not say why the person was in the road in the first place. Investigators say the SUV could be a Jeep with damage to the passenger side panel and side mirror. Anyone with information is asked to call police. Police in South Jersey have arrested a fourth juvenile for allegedly making threats to shoot up schools in Camden and Gloucester counties. The threats forced several schools to close on Monday. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty the details.
Police were sent scrambling when social media posts surfaced threatening violence at six schools. Deptford and Woodbury closed all schools for the day as a precaution. Four juveniles who were not named from Mullica Hill, Woodbury, Washington Township, and Glassboro have been arrested for allegedly making those threats. At Woodbury and Haddon Heights Junior and Senior High Schools, the Oak Valley School, Bunker Hill Middle School, Bow Middle School, and Holy Angels Catholic School. Law enforcement sources tell KYW News Radio they're proud of how quickly multiple agencies responded to deal with these threats and make arrests, but they also said it's unfortunate so many resources were used on something like this. Republican State Senator Michael Testa says the current consequences are not strong enough to act as a deterrent.
People need to be punished accordingly. There needs to be consequences. This state and nation have gone soft.
He recommends expulsion at the very least, but says right now the reality is that it's very difficult for a kid to be kicked out of school. Harriet's Bookshop in Fishtown is trying something new and traveling overseas. KYW Sheridan Howard reports they're taking Philly youth with them on the trip.
And so there's a whole underground railroad that's happening from Philly to Paris.
That's Janine Cook, the founder of Harriet's Bookshop in the heart of Fishtown. She opened the shop in 2020, and her mission is to celebrate women authors, artists, and activists in honor of the historic Underground Railroad heroine, Harriet Tubman. And in the spirit of Tubman, she's forging another path, one that she says allows Philly youth to dream.
That vision is to take 10 youth from Philly to Paris. These are not the youth that you imagine getting to go on an abroad trip. Children who need it most, right? Like, whose life is going to be the most transformed by it?
So Cook worked with the Philadelphia School District to create a first-ever study abroad credit-bearing course for youth who were in accelerated high schools. This trip overseas, she imagines, is in part the realization of those civil rights advocates who paved the way.
The 10 students are scheduled to leave for Paris this November, and KYW will continue to follow their journeys. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.